South Sudan continues to confront pressing challenges, which include addressing intercommunal violence and human rights abuses by the security forces. However, Hilda Johnson, head of the UN mission in the country, UNMISS, believes the world's youngest nation is at a crossroads and that there are signs of hope. In a briefing this month to the Security Council, she stressed that the international community must help South Sudan consolidate peace, democracy, and respect for fundamental human rights. UN Radio's Don Bob sat down with Ms. Johnson to discuss issues facing the government, the UN mission, and the country, which is gearing up for elections in 2015.
There's no doubt that South Sudan is at a crossroads, and it is about making sure that these initial reforms are really pushed forward and that critical issues such as security sector reform, the dividends that we are making in police really are making an impact, but also on the democratic foundations of the state, the preparations for the elections. There are a number of milestones here where it's absolutely critical to see this committed leadership move forward in the right direction.
What about the mission? What is the mission doing?
The mission has a very significant and broad mandate. One of the most critical areas is consolidation of peace. The other is extension of state authority. A third is protection of civilians. And the mission has invested significant resources and is really making a difference in the area of one of the most core state functions, which is in the police. At the same time, we are challenged with our protection of civilians mandate. We are patrolling significantly in areas of risk in Pibor County. We have soldiers that are literally walking in the mud, wading through rivers, using local canoes in the absence of the possibility of using helicopters in this area. And they are literally marching into the bush to try to reach civilians and try to create a protective environment for them.
I want to look at the political situation in the country. There's talk that they should be going to the polls sometime in 2015, I believe. How does it look and what role is the mission playing in those upcoming elections?
The President of the Republic, Salva Kiir Mayardit, did say publicly that the commitment of the government to hold elections on time in 2015 is very clear. We have heard the similar statements from other members of the government, so we're expecting that to happen. In anticipation of that, a needs assessment mission of the United Nations has been to South Sudan, and they have been doing their analysis of what needs to be put in place for the elections to happen. This implies both resources from the logistical side to other preparations related to clear milestones up to the elections, and furthermore, how we need to structure a joint team of the UN to really support this technically, logistically.
There's the question of South Sudan continuing to face serious challenges, especially in the area of the promotion and protection of human rights. What is the mission doing to counter the problems that occur in that area?
Well, most of the human rights violations in South Sudan are perpetrated by ill-disciplined security forces or officers of national security and police. These are critical to address. We have, in our work as a mission, both on the human rights side, been vocal in requesting the government to address these issues and make sure that this does not happen. We have also, through our engagement, urged accountability, because it's through our accountability that you'll be able to stop these types of violations. Mm-hmm. And thirdly, long term, it's only through reform of these security agencies and forces that progress can be made. One also needs political commitment. And so one of the most important issues at this point in time is not only the open and inclusive atmosphere and political space that needs to be present for elections to happen in a good way, right, without intimidation or any of those factors at play, but also to make sure that the media can freely operate and civil society and political parties flourish. Now, on that front, the president has pardoned all political opposition leaders that have engaged with arms. They have returned to Juba. Some of them have been released from prison, and they are now actively engaged in public debate. There is a media bill that has been passed that also regulates the freedom of speech. It's important that it's implemented in a way that guarantees that. And so the mission is engaging on all fronts to make sure that we foster a conducive environment for participatory elections with political space that everyone deserves.